Western State Hospital is Washington's largest psychiatric facility, and conditions there are reportedly so bad and so violent that the federal government has threatened major funding cuts on three separate occasions just this year. They say Western State has failed to protect the safety of patients and staff. Reporter Martha Belisle uncovered the story for the Associated Press, and she told me what was happening at the hospital that has led for calls for action.
In the first case, there were three staff members who were injured when these patients attacked them. And then the second time was the violations were based on a surprise fire inspection, and they had fire alarms or smoke detectors that weren't working, and they didn't have a fire plan in place should something happen. So, you know, that puts, and it's kind of a sprawling campus and a lot of different buildings. So if something happened, they really needed to have things lined out really clearly and also have all of their equipment working. And so that was a problem. The most recent one, and it was a fight that happened in August. There were two patients who had a fight earlier in the day, and they separated them, and they put one man in restraints on a bed, 5-point restraint. He was tied to a bed, and they gave him drugs. He was sedated. And then in the middle of the night at like 2 in the morning, the other patient, who was still angry with that first one, walked past staff into this restricted area and started attacking him with his fists and with a shoe. The report said that he should have been, you know, restricted or supervised and restrained also, or at least put in a situation where he wouldn't have access to this other person who he had been fighting with.
What's your sense of that, about why safety conditions are so bad at Western State?
Well, according to the agency itself that oversees the hospital, they don't have enough staff, and they've been struggling for a while now. They are under a federal injunction by a federal judge who's over competency services. They didn't have enough beds to accommodate people who needed to be brought in for competency evaluations or to have their competency restored. And groups representing these individuals filed a lawsuit in federal court and won, and the federal judge has told them they need to fix that problem. So they're working on that, and in the meantime, they're having these other troubles with the people who are already there for other reasons.
And one option, as I understand it, the federal government, of course, is threatening funding cuts, but they haven't done that yet. Why not?
Each time one of these inspections has occurred, they give them an opportunity to come up with a plan to fix the problem. If they approve the plan, then they put it into effect, and the federal agency will come back and look at the facility. They'll do like a surprise inspection to see if they made the changes, and then they'll continue the funding. And that's what's happened each time. So it kind of is an ongoing cycle.
What's your sense about how the public receives a story like this? I'm wondering, this is something that's close to you because you're reporting on it, but what kind of impact do you think it has?
Well, I think it's important to continue to pay attention to what's happening with mental health issues in the state of Washington, and everything from the competency issues to the psychiatric boarding that we followed last year. That was a big problem, and now we've got problems at the hospital itself. So I received an email from a person who said his cousin was killed in Western State Hospital years ago and feels that there's still a concern about, you know, the level of funding for mental health in Washington. There seems to be quite a bit of concern.
Martha Belisle is a reporter for the Associated Press. Her investigation uncovered major safety violations at Western State Hospital. This year alone, federal inspectors have threatened major funding cuts on three separate occasions.